You are listening to WDOT Port Washington. We have a very special show for you today with March Madness kicking off in just a few hours. I'm Matt Levine, and our guest for the day is former WDOT broadcaster and college basketball quote-unquote expert Josh White, phoning in from the University of Miami in Florida. And let's get right into it. We know a 1 seed has never lost to a 16 seed, as they are 128-0, but a bunch of the 12 and 13 seeds are popular upset picks like any year. So, Josh, which teams do you have your eyes on as possible upset picks this year?
When you look at some of the first-round matchups and see some of the possible teams that could upset, obviously the 12s and the 13s in particular are always eye-catching to fans, whether they're fair-weather fans or just into basketball. The first one I want to turn our attention to is Middle Tennessee versus Minnesota in the South region, the game in Milwaukee. And Middle Tennessee, who you might think, oh, it's just a small-name school, but they were actually pretty good last year. They beat Michigan State in the first round as a 15 seed, and they're probably back to prove that it wasn't just a fluke. They've won 20 of their last 21 games. They're even better offensively than they were last year. Giddy Potts, who's gotta love the name Giddy Potts, it doesn't get better than that. He's an NBA prospect this year, will probably be taken in the draft, averaging just under 16 points a game. So an upset there is very likely in the South region for Middle Tennessee. And I wouldn't say it's necessarily an upset in the technically second round now over Minnesota. They could hypothetically beat Butler after that. I think Butler's done pretty well this season. They're 4-0 against AP top 25 teams. So you think Butler would hold on and then presumably play the one seed in that region, UNC. Another upset that I really like is the University of Rhode Island against Creighton. Rhode Island, the A-10 champs, as they beat VCU on Sunday a couple hours before the brackets came out, so a good team right there in Rhode Island. And Creighton has struggled. They started off the year 18-1. Their starting point guard, Maurice Watson, went down. They finished 7-8. Watson's out for the year with a torn ACL. So Creighton's a little bit who knows what's going on with them as a 6 seed. So I wouldn't be surprised if URI wins that game and then possibly even beats Oregon. Oregon, as most people know, had the injury to Boucher, and they're pretty much a very similar team to how I saw Oklahoma last year. Dylan Brooks is their quote-unquote Buddy Hield. So they hypothetically could make a run. They could get upset early. We'll find out. And the last one that I really like is Kansas State over Cincinnati. I think that's a great chance. Cincinnati's a 3.5-point favorite. But each year since they introduced the first four teams, one of those play-in teams have won. So my pick this year would be Kansas State. I don't think USC gets the job done over SMU. Obviously, the 6 teams haven't done it yet. So my bet would be Kansas State there. Another couple possible upsets, FGCU, Florida Gulf Coast, who we saw a couple years ago beat Georgetown. They're back in the tournament this year against Florida State. The game's in Orlando, so you got two schools from the state of Florida going off against each other. So that's going to be interesting. Florida State, a fantastic team. They have faltered on the road, though, so you never know what's going to happen on a neutral site. The other ones that a lot of people are talking about, you talk about UC Wilmington over UVA, UTSU over Florida. I don't think they pull it off, but definitely possibilities there.
Now I'll just tell you some of my upsets. I do think that UNC Wilmington will pull off the upset against Virginia. Like we said, or like I'm going to say right now, teams that win the tournament or win games in the tournament usually have one or two really good guards and a very good defense, and I think that's UNC Wilmington. They score 85.2 points per game, and they allow 74.9. Obviously, Virginia has a much better defense, but Virginia's offense struggles a little more than UNC Wilmington, so I think that the offense in this game will win it, and the upset for Wilmington, and I think that they will go on to upset Florida in the next round and then lose to Villanova in the Sweet 16. So another one I have is Marquette over South Carolina. Marquette is usually always in the tournament, and they always pull off something, so I think it'll be interesting if they play Duke in the round of 32. Another good game we could see is Northwestern versus Vanderbilt. Two very inexperienced teams to the tournament. This is Northwestern's first time in the NCAA tournament. So I think that'll be an interesting game, the 9 versus 8 seed. And then maybe Xavier upsets Maryland. Maryland has struggled a little bit this year, so I think Xavier could pull off an upset against Maryland in the first round. And Josh, you attend the University of Miami. What do you think is in store for the Hurricanes?
I would be shocked if the Hurricanes didn't win the first round, to be brutally honest. Miami and Michigan State, you on paper, seem like two evenly matched teams. The Hurricanes, who were kind of underrated coming into this season after they went on the huge run last year, they lost a lot of guys due to the graduation and NBA draft, losing Sheldon McClellan, who signed with the Wizards and now plays with them in Washington, so going undrafted. But the Hurricanes have a good team this year. Davon Reed, absolutely awesome this season at shooting guard in his senior year. They call him Mr. Dependable for a reason. You can always count on him for about 15 points a game. So definitely some consistency there. The X factor, in my opinion, is Bruce Brown. An ESPN top 30 this season. And when Bruce Brown has it going, he's unreal. Bruce Brown versus UNC and Duke this season in the four games Miami played against those two teams. 22.3 points per game, 5 rebounds per game, 4 assists per game, 65.4 field goal percentage, 57.1 three-point percentage, and 83.3% from the line. So I'd be shocked if Miami didn't win that first game against what you would presume would be Kansas in the round of 32. Kansas, a popular pick to win the national championship, and they fared well this season against good teams. They beat Kentucky, they beat Duke, they beat Baylor twice. So I don't know if Miami gets the job done, but if Bruce Brown can come up big, I wouldn't be surprised if the Canes would hypothetically beat Kansas. I don't think a one seed loses to an 8 or a 9 this year. I think the best chance would be Miami beating Kansas. That seems a little out there. But if Bruce Brown can have that big game, and the key for the Hurricanes is keeping opponents under 70 points, because when opponents are held on to under 70 points, Miami's 17-1 this season. So most of their wins coming when they play good defense. Kansas averaging 72 points and change per game. So if Miami can just keep them under that total, the Hurricanes could win and make it to the Sweet 16, and that would be the third year under Jim Larranaga that the Hurricanes have gone to the Sweet 16, and they've done it the first two that Coach L has taken them to the tournament, so you never know.
That's interesting to see. Against Michigan State, who lost last year to Middle Tennessee, when they were the 2 seed, so I think that'll be interesting to see how they hold up this year in the tournament, obviously losing Denzel Valentine last year to the NBA. So now, who do you think the main teams that everyone's picking, obviously the one seeds always go far, not always, but they never lose in the first round. So who do you have in the Sweet 16 as potential teams that could win it all?
So I think the upsets come early this season. The big upsets, your double-digit seeds. You could possibly see URI slip into the Sweet 16. You could possibly see a team like Middle Tennessee. You mentioned UNC Wilmington in the Sweet 16. I think teams like that could make a run towards the Sweet 16. I don't think they do much more than that. Even FGCU could do it if they beat FSU and then possibly Xavier or Maryland. But besides that, I think you're going to see it sort of get more chalk towards the end near the Elite Eight. A lot of ones and twos, some threes mixed in, maybe some fours and fives. But the point being, I think when it's all said and done in the Final Four, you're pretty much going to get ones and twos. Every couple of years you get maybe a seven or so. A team like Michigan's really hot in that Midwest region after they went on that huge run to win the Big Ten tournament. So I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan makes a run. They do have a tough test in the round of 32 against Louisville. They got to even get past Oklahoma State, which isn't a guaranteed win. So they could make a run past the Sweet 16, but I think it's going to sort of chalk out as you get to weekend number 2 of March Madness.
I think that'll be interesting with how you said the upsets will come early this year and not necessarily in the later games, which usually happens every year because the ones, twos, and threes, like you said, are usually always the teams in the Final Four and the championship. But you've seen a lot about Duke this year. What do you think Duke will do in March Madness this year in the tournament?
I personally think Duke deserved a one seed. I know that's high praise considering they were this preseason national favorite to win it all, and then they completely crumbled. Injuries derailed the team. Harry Giles, his knee injury. Grayson Allen tripping people, has a finger issue, has a jammed finger. He's been wearing tape between his ring finger and his pinky since the Miami game, actually. But that team just has too much talent not to go far in this year. I don't know if if Duke wins the national championship. They are a good team, though, and they have proven it. They've beaten North Carolina 2 out of 3. They split with Louisville. They lost to Kansas by 2, so that's not a bad loss. They absolutely beat Florida by 10. They beat Virginia at Virginia by 10. They split with Florida State, and they beat Notre Dame twice. So plenty of teams that are top-level teams in this tournament, and most of those teams, if not all of those that I just read, are 5 seeds or better. So you would think, actually they are, they're all 5 seeds or better. So you would think that Duke can beat big-time teams, and you would think that they make it to at least the Elite Eight. Definitely the Sweet 16, SMU or Baylor could upset them in the Sweet 16. But I think a rematch with Villanova in the Elite Eight is pretty likely. I wouldn't be surprised if Duke won it and advanced to the Final Four. And then once it gets to the Final Four, all bets are off. And I wouldn't be surprised if it won the national championship. But Villanova is a tough team to get by and not a win. But the thing that I look at, I know we spoke a lot about the guards and how guards can take you so far in the tournament. What I love about Duke is not only do they have the guards in Luke Kennard, Grayson Allen, Frank Jackson, they have 6 or 7 guys that can score 20 points a night. So obviously they're not all going to do it on the same night. But my point being that it's kind of hard to shut down the Duke Blue Devils. Who do you stop? You can key on Luke Kennard. You can key on Jason Tatum. But if Grayson Allen is normal Grayson Allen and isn't a head case, he drops 20 points easily and Duke could win. And we saw Grayson what he did when Duke won the national championship 2 seasons ago, where they beat Wisconsin in the national championship game. But it wasn't Jahlil Okafor that got the job done who was the big name on that team. It was Grayson Allen who kind of went under the radar that season and took off in the tournament. So I think it's kind of hard to bet against Coach K and Duke. They're not my national championship pick. I had them probably up until maybe a day and a half ago winning the national championship. I just think it's too many wins in a row, too much inconsistency for the Blue Devils to get it done, but I think they're going to go deep in this tournament.
So who else do you have in your Final Four along with Duke?
So I've got Duke in the Final Four in Glendale. They will be joined by Kentucky, who makes it out of the South region. I have them beating UNC and UCLA, so a tough road for the Wildcats, but talking about guards, doesn't get better than Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox at Kentucky. And then I have Kansas winning that Midwest region. I don't think the Hurricanes can upset them. I think Kansas gets past Iowa State and Louisville. I think that's a pretty weak region in the Midwest. And then I have Arizona beating Gonzaga in the Elite Eight. So I think the Wildcats do get in to the Final Four for the first time in a long time, first time under Sean Miller. And then it's pretty much a home game in Glendale in the Final Four. So I think Arizona does beat Duke. I think Kentucky beats Kansas, and then my pick to win the national championship is Kansas over Arizona, 82-77. So I think the Wildcats bring home the national championship, and the classic one-and-dones continue for Coach Calipari and Kentucky.
That's interesting, as Kentucky, they are usually always a top team. As you said, they have one-and-dones with players that just go to the NBA after their freshman year, because they always have an amazing recruit class. So we'll get to my Final Four. I think Villanova is coming out of the East. They will beat Duke in the Elite Eight. And then I think Arizona beats Gonzaga out of the West, like you have. And then out of the Midwest, Kansas beats Louisville. And out of the South, UCLA beating UNC. I think that'll be the game of the Elite Eight if that happens. And then to get to the championship, I think Villanova will beat Arizona, and UCLA will move past Kansas, and UCLA will move on and beat Villanova in the championship and win the national title. Lonzo Ball and his father always making that noise. But I think Lonzo Ball will be a key asset in the championship game if UCLA gets there. Any final thoughts, Josh?
I think your picks are, you know, I mean, along the lines of what we can see for sure. I think this year we're not going to see a team like Syracuse like we saw last year, a higher seed get to the Final Four. So I think you're, anyone's pretty safe if you pick a 1 through a 3 or a 4 seed to get to that Final Four. I think Kansas could possibly win it. Kentucky could possibly win it. Duke could possibly win it. Gonzaga, UNC, UCLA, there's so many teams, it's so wide open. And we'll just have to find out, and I can't wait for the madness to begin. And obviously it has officially begun with the play-in games, but now with the field of 64 set and tip-off in that Notre Dame game just about 4 hours away, doesn't get better than this. Maybe opening day for the baseball season is better, but it's time for March Madness, so let it begin.
All right, thank you, Josh, for joining me today. I wish you luck at the University of Miami with everything you do, the baseball team, the women's basketball, men's basketball, whatever you are broadcasting. Thank you for joining me today. That is all the time we have. I hope to see you all next time. Thank you for coming.